Is everyone ready? Okay, we're here today to announce a reward for information that leads to a conviction in my father's murder. My father gave so much to our community. Now we must turn to the community for help in solving his murder. If you know something, my family begs you to come forward. My dad was a beloved father, grandfather, and teacher. He didn't deserve to go out like this. What's been so hard on the family is that nobody had a chance to say goodbye. Please help my family obtain justice. I'm going to turn it over to the city officials who are going to provide some details. I just want to take a moment to thank them. Mayor Garcetti, Councilman LaBonge, Councilman Buscaino, Councilman O'Farrell, Chief Beck, Detectives Tellis and Gable, and the entire LAPD and the entire city family who worked so hard on this case. Mayor Garcetti.
Thank you so much, Mike. You know, the measure of a man is reflected in those children that he raises and his friends and family around him. I think by any measure, your father was an incredible man. We knew that in the community. We see that reflected here today in his children. And no community and no family deserves what happened, but somebody out there can play a role in making sure that a second punishment isn't put out, that a second tragedy does not occur, that a second time for this family to suffer is ended. I want to thank my colleagues who are here from the City Council, Tom LaBonge, who you'll hear from in a moment, but also Joe Buscaino, Mitch O'Farrell, for the reward motion that has been put forward. We know that Joseph Gatto was somebody who made his world a better place for those that he knew and for many that he never met. And this has been devastating for the neighborhood in Silver Lake, which I'm sure Tom will mention as well. And so we're here today to call for justice. Public safety is our top priority. In a couple days, I'm sure we'll talk about crime statistics. And even though good trends are trends, every single number is a person. And today, one of those numbers is before us. We're committed to protecting the peace of mind for all of our residents. And that means not just preventing these tragedies from happening, but when they happen, to make sure that there is resolution. So I stand here today to assure the family of Joseph Gatto that we will not rest until we bring his killer in, that we will find this individual, and that we will do everything in our power, the extraordinary resources of the Los Angeles Police Department, the community, and our city government together. And I want to thank Chief Beck, who's kept me in close contact on this, and I know who has personally been so deeply involved in this. We have a reward motion here today that was introduced by Council Members LaBonge, O'Farrell, Buscaino, and seconded by the Council President Herb Wesson that I signed earlier today. It's $50,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Joseph Gatto's killer. I'm going to say a couple words in Spanish and then I'll turn it over to Tom LaBonge as well. La muerte de Joseph Gatto fue una tragedia para su familia y para los que lo conocieron. Él fue un educador y artista que pasó su vida haciendo este mundo un lugar mejor. Ese asesinato también fue un devastador para el vecindario del señor Gatto. Y así, en nombre de la familia Gatto y los residentes de Los Ángeles, estamos aquí para llamar la justicia. La seguridad pública es nuestra prioridad número uno. Estamos comprometidos a encontrar al quien cometió este crimen. Estoy aquí para asegurar a la familia del señor Gatto que tiene el compromiso completo de la ciudad de Los Ángeles. Nuestra dedicación a la búsqueda de este asesinado es firme. Quiero agradecer al jefe Beck y su equipo en el Departamento de Policía por sus esfuerzos. La ciudad apoya todo lo que está haciendo para traer esta trágica historia a su fin. Again, thank you to everybody whose efforts are helping us to bring justice to this family, this beloved family, and our hearts continue to grieve with you. With that, I'd like to ask my colleague and the maker of this motion and a man who was not only the councilman for, but a friend of Joseph Gatto to speak, Tom LaBonge.
Joseph Gatto lived on Bright Lane in Silver Lake, and it was always bright when you were around this man. And see, the love and support that came in his funeral at Mother Good Counsel still resonates in my mind. And knowing that the family, this loss, as the assemblyman said, is not expected, was naked, they never said goodbye. We have to find conclusion for this. And here in the City of Angels, there's a devil out there, and we want to find that devil and bring him to justice. This is a horrible act. It took place to your father and the family, which can't be replaced, but only the closure. And the people who live in this neighborhood are very much in love with your family and know you from the Ivanhoe and from the school, from your work in the community, in the state, in the Italian-American community throughout. So hopefully this message does get out and someone sees something and says something. And I truly want to thank the Los Angeles Police Department and Robbery Homicide Division and other officers who were there constantly from the go and responding, and also working with the amazing people at Silver Lake who saw things that were brought to the attention of the police department that the police department's working on. And I thank the media here, and we bless the Gatto family this day.
Chief Beck. Thanks, Tom.
Good afternoon. On November 13th, 2013, the body of Joseph Anthony Gatto was discovered in his Silver Lake home. The investigation has determined that Mr. Gatto died as a result of a single gunshot wound, and that his death occurred approximately 24 hours before he was discovered. The Los Angeles Police Department has released a sketch of a male white between 18 and 25 years of age who was involved in a burglary from vehicle and an assault with a deadly weapon on the same date as Mr. Gatto's murder. Detectives would like to speak with him. He is a person of interest. He is not a defined suspect at this point. We'd like to find out about any knowledge he might have or any other individual might have regarding Mr. Gatto's death. Los Angeles Police Department, particularly Robbery Homicide Division, who is handling this case, are seeking the public's assistance. We need anybody that has any information about Mr. Gatto's death or crime in that neighborhood to contact Robbery Homicide Division. The City Council has very generously put forward a $50,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of the individual involved. We ask for the public's help. I want to thank the family for being involved. This is very tough for them, just as it has been tough for every victim of a homicide's family to come forward, because they have to relive it every time we do this. So please, if you have information, contact the Los Angeles Police Department. You know, we have the number posted there, but I'll give it out. The primary number, and you can get a hold of Detective Tellis and his partner immediately at this number, is 213-486-5910. And then you can always call with crime information, LAPD 24/7 at area code 877. So that's 877-527-3247. That's 1-877-LAPD-24/7.
Any questions?
You know, if any questions, I will. If you have questions about the specifics of this case, I will not answer them. You know, the detectives are very much involved in a manhunt now, and we're not going to inhibit their investigation by giving out details. Claudia, those are the exact details that I am not going to tell you at this point. But thanks for asking. I'm not criticizing your enthusiasm for your job, but you have to respect mine.
Well, Chief, this news conference isn't the result of an impasse investigation.
You know, the investigation continues. Enthusiastic is the wrong word, but I am not I am not unencouraged by the results of the investigation at this point. This is the time for a reward. This is the time for the public to come forward. If we had details that would lead immediately to an arrest, obviously we would not be doing this. I need the public's help. You know, I need people that know about this, and there are people that know about this, to come forward. If you have somebody that you think may have been involved, please contact us. If you know anything about somebody committing thefts from vehicles in that neighborhood, come forward. If you know anything about somebody that is trying to sell jewelry with the very distinctive emblem of Mr. Delgado, please come forward. You know, this is a point in the investigation when we need the public's help. All of you have been doing this a long time. You know that we don't come forward with rewards until we get to a certain point in the investigation where we need a little help, and we need the public's help. Well, the members of the public should be concerned. This is a dangerous individual who I don't think was solely a danger to Mr. Gatto, who is still on the loose. This is somebody that needs to be captured and convicted, not just for justice in this case, but for the safety of the community, and that's why people should come forward.
But any indication that this was at all targeted, or is it believed to be random?
You know, those are details that I'm not going to release. Those are details that I'm not going to release. Any
comment on the resignation of Sheriff?
You know, if the media wants a comment like that, I'll wait for afterwards. I'm not going to hold the family up for that.
Allison Cullen, also a researcher. Do you have any idea what Mr. Gatto was doing today?
You know, I'm not going to give, as I said, you know, this is not about the details of the investigation, and I know that you have reasons for asking that, and I respect those reasons, but you also have to respect the integrity of this investigation. You know, we are not at the point where we are going to release a lot of detail. Those details will be made available to all of you after the arrest.
The person of interest, though, declared as saying that was on the same day that
the arrest. Yes, yeah, it's one and the same. It is a burglary from vehicle suspect that later became involved in a brandishing with a weapon. And that occurred in the same day, same neighborhood, as the murder of Mr. Gatto.
Sure, no, I'll bring my family up here. Why don't you guys come up here?
So these are my sisters. This is Mary Ann, my little sister. This is my older sister, Nicole. My nephew, Damien, is here as well. My two daughters I have chosen not to bring here. They're very young. They don't know all the details of the case yet, so we're trying to keep it from them as much as possible. My oldest daughter is 3, my youngest daughter is 1. So, but anyway, do you have a question? Yeah, I think so.
Again, I'd just like to reiterate what Chief Beck said and what my brother asked of the public to help us. Certainly, nothing can ever replace our father, but we want to prevent this tragedy from happening to another family. We want to prevent the community from having somebody as dear as my father from being stolen from them. So please, somebody out there knows, come forward, do the right thing, be a hero, prevent the families, like another family, from experiencing such a loss as we have. Thank you.
It was really difficult for us to get through the holidays. And in my family, a lot of our birthdays are concentrated around the holidays. So we know this was a grave mistake, and we just want this to be righted. And we appreciate your assistance with that. Thank you.
You know, the bottom line is that people sometimes don't know if their information could help. But in this case, we'd appreciate if anybody came forward with any information. You know, you never know when a detail, something that somebody saw, could be of assistance. My father lived right by the Silver Lake Reservoir, and anybody who's been to that neighborhood understands that, you know, there's thousands of people who run around that neighborhood all the time, and all times a day. And so we would hope that somebody saw something, some little detail, and that they would come forward and help us solve this crime.
Mike,
yes, Randy.
How affected you as a legislator, and how would you look at possibly different types of legislation in the future? Would you ever consider yourself, would you ever thought in any years you'd be a victim of this?
I didn't. You know, I talked to a whole lot of people. Anybody who's in public office does. You know, I had heard stories like this before, of course, and it's really hard to hear those stories. But you know, it of course is another thing entirely to go through it yourself. And you know, I like to think of myself as an empathetic person, but this gives me a whole new level of empathy for other crime victims.
Thank you all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, I'll stick.
All this family step over this way, please, and then they can be available if they choose for.
I'll say something too, but
yeah, no. Okay. You go first. Okay. Let them all get out of here.
Yep.